News, I'm Eric Whitney. A state judge says an advanced practice registered nurse and a certified nurse midwife can provide abortions in Montana while they challenge a state law, as long as they have the proper training. The preliminary injunction comes in the case of two nurses who are challenging the constitutionality of a law that allows only physicians and physician assistants to perform abortions. The Center for Reproductive Rights and the ACLU of Montana filed the lawsuit in January on behalf of Whitefish nurse Helen Weems and an unidentified midwife. District Judge Mike Menahan issued the injunction last week, noting it applies only to Weems and the midwife. Menahan said the Montana Board of Nursing would have to set licensing requirements. Weems is still undergoing training to be able to perform abortions. Primary candidates seeking to challenge Democratic Senator John Tester and Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte are meeting in Seeley Lake this week to answer questions from the Seeley Lake Community Council, local media, and the public. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The four Republicans running for the U.S. Senate are meeting Monday night at the Seeley Lake Community Center for the event open to the public. Libertarian and Green Party candidates turned down their invitations to attend. Klaus von Studerheim with the Seeley Lake Community Council is moderating the event.
We're starting at 5:15 with pizza and soda and milling about so people can buttonhole the candidates and ask them individual questions.
The candidate forum itself will start at 6 o'clock. The Monday event also features candidates running for Missoula County Commissioner, Sheriff, Justice of the Peace, and Seeley Lake Fire District. On Wednesday, the six Democrats running for the U.S. House will be in attendance at the community center, including the latest member to join the race at the filing deadline last month, John Meyer from Bozeman. Libertarian Eleanor Swanson will also attend the forum. Wednesday's event will also start with a chance for the public to chat with candidates at 5:15 in the evening, followed by the forum at 6. That event will also include candidates from House District 92 and the Seeley Lake Sewer District. I'm Corin Cates Carney.
With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. A knife-wielding man was shot and killed by a Billings police officer at a downtown apartment building early this morning. Police Chief Rich St. John says a witness reported the 29-year-old victim was acting erratically and slashing in the air with a knife. St. John says the man threw three knives through a broken window at responding officers, prompting an officer to deploy his stun gun, but to no effect. The victim then advanced on officers inside the apartment building where he was shot by one officer, while a second officer deployed his stun gun. There will be a formal review of the shooting, but St. John says it appears to have been a, quote, textbook response, unquote, to a dangerous situation. The man's name has not yet been released. No one else was injured. Sponsors of a citizens' initiative aimed at preventing mine pollution in Montana have withdrawn their original ballot language. The new language clarifies their intention to exempt existing mines. Previous language had operators of the Golden Sunlight and Montana Resources mines in Whitehall and Butte concerned their operations could be affected. The executive director of Trout Unlimited, which is backing the initiative, said they want to be, quote, abundantly clear the measure exempts all existing mines, including future operations at those mines, unquote. The proposed initiative would require new hard rock mines in Montana to have a reclamation plan that provides, quote, clear and convincing evidence that the mine will not require the perpetual treatment of water polluted by acid mine drainage or other contaminants, such as arsenic, lead, or mercury, unquote. A conservation group has filed a lawsuit against two federal agencies for allegedly lowballing road mileage counts in grizzly bear habitat in the Kootenai National Forest. Nikki Ouellette reports.
Alliance for the Wild Rockies executive director Mike Garrity says roads in grizzly bear habitat tend to mean more poached bears.
Most grizzly bears that are killed in the Cabinet Yak are killed near roads because it's easy to shoot a bear if you have a gun and you're on a road.
In the suit filed last Friday, the Alliance says the U.S. Forest Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are ignoring their own science by not including roads behind earthen berms in total road mileage counts. The Alliance says the omission allows the Forest Service to build new logging roads that exceed road mileage limits in grizzly bear habitat. The Forest Service says earthen berms effectively keep motorized vehicles off the roads, and those miles shouldn't be counted. but a recent study commissioned by the Alliance found that people drive over or around the berms to access closed roads. The Alliance wants all roads counted and to enjoin construction of new logging roads. A spokesperson from the Kootenai National Forest did not return a call for comment before deadline. I'm Nikki Ouellette.
I'm Eric Whitney. Helena Public Schools is warning families with school lunch debt that they plan to turn it over to a collection agency. Officials say the total debt tops $100,000, with 320 students having a balance above $100. The school district approved a policy last May allowing it to use collection agencies to recover school lunch debt, but officials had hoped not to use it. School officials say they have contacted families by mail, email, and through notes sent home with students, but have still been unsuccessful in recovering the money owed. Assistant Superintendent Greg Upham says families will be offered a payment plan before a collection agency is involved. Upham says the students are not being denied meals. Those eligible for free and reduced price meals are encouraged to apply. I'm Eric Whitney.
I'm Claire Menahan. Gasoline is getting more expensive and prices are expected to climb even higher for the summer driving season. Edward O'Brien has more on what kind of impact that could have on Montana's summer tourism industry.
Just last week, gas prices hit their highest level in nearly 1,000 days before tapering back a half penny to a national average of $2.65 a gallon. But according to industry analysts at the Gas Buddy fuel tracking app, that's likely only a temporary reprieve. This doesn't really worry Norma Nickerson of the University of Montana's Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research.
Remember in 2008 when things all started to fall apart and gas prices went up pretty high, we did a little study and found out that the cutoff point at which people would say, nope, I'm not going to travel anymore, was about $4 a gallon.
Nobody's predicting $4 gas this summer, but crude prices have jumped in the wake of production cuts by major exporters. Again, Norma Nickerson.
What is this? This is April. Most people who are coming from further away already know they're coming, and they're ready for it. It's the shorter haul people that are probably going to pull back a little bit.
Nickerson points out that higher fuel prices do tend to affect visitor spending habits, resulting in slightly fewer retail sales, restaurant visits, and so-called tourist experiences like horseback riding or guided tours. Non-resident visitors spent over $3 billion in Montana last year. National forecasts are predicting a 2% increase in leisure travel for 2018. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana News, here on Montana Public Radio, proudly powered by listeners like you. Make your pledge at mtpr.org, and thanks.